With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Maryland home of former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton is reportedly being searched by the FBI as part of an investigation into the handling of classified documents.
Mr. Bolton had served in President Trump's first term for almost a year and a half as National Security Advisor, but clashed over policies pertaining to Iran, Afghanistan, and North Korea. Subsequently, Mr. Bolton faced scrutiny over a book he wrote about his time in government, which officials claimed disclosed classified information. The Justice Department abandoned a lawsuit in 2021 and dropped a separate grand jury investigation. George Williams, Washington.
California voters decide in a November special election whether to approve a redrawn congressional map designed to help Democrats win five more U.S. House seats next year. California lawmakers voted mostly along party lines to authorize the special election. False reports of shots fired at two universities, Villanova near Philadelphia and the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, sparked panic and lockdowns yesterday.
Ashley Choi works in the library at Villanova.
It was definitely scary. I'm not going to lie to you. It was really, really scary to have someone yell at you, get out, while holding a weapon. But I know there are professionals.
Villanova President Peter M. Donahue called the report a cruel hoax. And Delaware County District Attorney Jack Stolzheimer says they're investigating the source.
We are going to make sure we do use every tool in the toolbox to trace these calls.
That sound courtesy WPVI. I'm Ben Thomas.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell speaks later today. You can be sure the White House and Wall Street will be listening closely. They'll be listening for any clues as to the central bank's next moves on interest rates. And on Wall Street, stock futures pointing to a higher open. The Dow futures up 156 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 52. This is SRN News. A Texas judge blocks a Ten Commandments law.
The measure requires that every school post a copy of the Decalogue, but U.S. District Judge Fred Beery has granted an injunction on behalf of a group of plaintiffs. Beery says the display of the commandments violates the so-called separation of church and state and peppered his decision with personal opinions, such as his belief that religion was created by man because he fears death. Commandments laws in Kentucky and Louisiana have also been struck down. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One of Sweden's most beloved wooden churches has been moved as part of the relocation of the town of Kiruna. It's happening because the world's largest underground iron ore mine is threatening to swallow up the town. Thousands of visitors descended on the small metropolis north of the Arctic Circle to watch the Kiruna Swedish Lutheran Church's relocation this week atop a giant wheeled platform. The vicar kicked off the move with a blessing on Tuesday morning. This is SRN News. Flight attendants at both U.S. regional and legacy airlines say they're frustrated by low wages and long-standing airline practices of not paying them during the boarding process.
Air Canada flight attendants recently went on strike, highlighting these wage and practice issues. But U.S. flight attendants have found themselves locked in contract negotiations for years. A nearly century-old law in the U.S. makes it very difficult for airline workers to legally go on strike. Meanwhile, U.S. flight attendants claim their wages have failed to keep pace, despite their jobs becoming more demanding in recent years.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Federal auto safety regulators investigating why Tesla has repeatedly broken rules that require the rapid reporting of crashes involving its self-driving technology that may soon be deployed in millions of its cars on America's roads. More details at SRNNews.com.